You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and a very warm welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast, brought to you by William Hill. Sam Norris and Tom Morley joining you on this edition to look ahead to the racing on Wednesday night from Kempton Park. Plenty of racing to come. All the meetings get the green light on Wednesday, so we're jumping at Chepstow and Haydock. There is also action on the fibre sand at Sutherland as well in the afternoon. That evening meeting at Kempton alongside the Irish action at Limerick there. A Sunday card has been rearranged for Wednesday, so we're bringing you all of the action with myself in the studio, joined by Kevin O'Malley and Gary Capewell. Tom Morley is with me first of all. Good afternoon, Tom.
Good afternoon.
And how are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you.
You must be salivating at the prospect of the turf season returning at the weekend, Tom.
I'm certainly looking forward to it. A bit more my cup of tea than perhaps what we've been seeing over the last 2 or 3 months. But it'll be interesting to see how fit some of the horses are, because I suspect a few of them won't have done the full amount of work with the somewhat miserable weather we've been having throughout the country. And people keep telling me there's going to be another bit of snow venturing our way at some point, which...
Yes.
One day there'll be a summer.
Yeah, indeed. We can but hope. It's good to get the flat back as well, Tom. But as you mentioned, their horses not being able to perhaps work properly at home. And of course, if the... racetracks are still coming up soft and heavy, that isn't going to benefit the majority of the top quality performers.
No, that's the thing. It's, I mean, last year we didn't have a lot of firm ground for a good proportion of the year. Well, in fact, we never have firm ground, do we, these days, because they just water it anyway. But from the weather side of things, we had a fairly miserable year, and it was a lot of soft ground. So maybe last year's form may well carry through to the early weeks of this year, if it's going to be, you know, you'd have got to think that Doncaster's going to be reasonably testing conditions, unless we have a mini heat wave in the next 3 days, but can't see it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it will be, I think there'll be... Put it this way, if we get some warmer weather finally at some point, you the whole early weeks of the form will probably go out the window.
Yes. It's always a gradual start to the start of the flat season as well. We have the Lincoln meeting, of course, coming up at Doncaster. Then there's a couple of weeks before the Greenham, and it sort of ticks into life rather gradually.
It does. It's a bit of a strange one, really. I don't know why perhaps we can't flow a bit better, but it almost... You've got... As you say, the Lincoln...
Just put the Lincoln back 2 weeks.
Well, because then, obviously, the Good Friday, you've then got the huge all-weather meeting.
Day,
so it's almost like you're throwing the Lincoln before it. I mean, and with... I mean, the all-weather championship depends on when Easter is anyway, doesn't it?
But yes.
You get a bit of turf, then you're back sort of focusing on the all-weather again before then the turf kicks in. So it's a bit of a strange one, but there we go.
Yeah. Betting wise and coming up with selections, Tom, do you wait for the season to develop a little bit more? If you got ones on your mind that you want to follow from last season, do you give it a few weeks before getting fully stuck in?
Generally, I give it a few weeks, because you've got that tricky time of year again where you'll have some all weather horses who will go off onto the turf, and you know they've got the race fitness advantage, but then in particular if it's going to be soft ground, they might not have a ground preference there, and that will be thrown, they'll be thrown up against horses that obviously have been out for the winter having a breather, who, you know, you don't know quite what they've been doing or whether they've trained on, if they're some of the younger horses or whether they're ready to go first time out. So I do find it the first month or so is particularly tricky, a bit like the same, you know, when the jump season starts, you know, for proper, you've got the summer jumps horses who have been perhaps making hay, but then suddenly they might struggle a bit more, don't they, when the bigger fish come out to play. So yeah, I'm not going to get particularly stuck in early doors. You know, the Lincoln itself, it's just a minefield. You've got, you know, some horses there have been running on the all weather, Big Country being one who won the Lincoln trial, unfortunately beat my horse into second. You know, that's certainly shortened in price since that result. and would have half a chance, but a lot of it, I mean, you know, a horse like Third Time Lucky's not really been doing it on the all weather, but it's still relatively short in the big race itself. So yeah, it's a totally different kettle of fish, to be honest. I think I'll probably be watching a lot more than getting involved.
Okay. There has been a little bit of a move in the betting for the Lincoln over the last few days, with Fire Brigade moving to the head of affairs at 5-1, Adeyeb 6-1, 7-1 for Lord Glitters, who was the favourite for this race. And
well,
10-1
I see
the rest.
David O'Mara said a couple of hours ago that Lord Glitters isn't a certain runner.
Right, so that'll explain the drift.
That may well explain the drift there. You know, because I mean, that horse was in good form. So, you know, after David O'Mara, they went up, I think 270,000 or something. They bought that. You've got Adeb, who's from William Haggis, you know, a very shrewd yard, and he used to like lining horses up for this type of race. First thing, a relatively unexposed horse against plenty of them. So you've got a whole mix. And the Lincoln is often a race where it actually does go down the handicap a bit further than most of the other bigger handicaps during the season. You can get into it off the low 90s, whereas, you know, you go to Royal Ascot and you haven't got a prayer, you wouldn't get in the bronze race.
Yes.
For some of them. So, you know, it does throw it open to perhaps a more unexposed horse than some of the bigger handicaps do these days.
In terms of your own string, Tom, have you got any entered up at the weekend at Doncaster? Are there any early types that you're looking forward to?
Let's see. I think the very early ones will be the ones that have been running on the all-weather. I mean, Encore D'Or is running on Saturday, but that will be down at Lingfield. He needs to get a third run into him to qualify for Good Friday, which is really the purpose of it, rather than particularly wanting to run.
Right.
As he didn't run on the dirt in Dubai, he's only run twice, so he doesn't qualify unless he runs a third time. I think that's my only, as far as I'm aware. Oh, no, well, Compass Scooby's entered in the same race, but I've no idea if he's running.
Okay.
I think some of them will be delayed a little bit. I think Stuart Williams certainly said to me that they wouldn't necessarily be, the turf horses wouldn't necessarily be out particularly early, so I'm not anticipating anything in the next couple of weeks. There's a couple of two-year-olds that I'm told are reasonably forward from Robert Cowles, but I'll believe it when I see it.
Okay. We'll ask you a little bit more about those throughout the course of the flat season. Let's look ahead to some of the racing on Wednesday now, and we'll take in a couple of races on the evening card at Kempton Park, starting with the 7:45 race, which is a handicap over 7 furlongs. Got a field of 11 taking their chance in this one. The betting likely to be headed by Magic Mirror, former course and distance winner, who's been in reasonably good nick of late. One last time out, Tom.
Yeah. I mean, this is a very open race. I've set myself a task, really, with my two races today.
Good to have a challenge, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And they're certainly competitive. You know, this ultra-competitive handicap. My selection actually is going to be Arneson in this race. I mean, Arneson took a long time to get off the mark, but did so finally at the start of this year. It's won again since at Chelmsford, run a series of decent races. Gone up £1 for coming second at Newcastle last time. Now, that was over a mile. I think that stretches him just that little bit too far, and the return to 7 furlongs will suit. He's reunited with Martin Harley, who won on him at Chelmsford in February, and that day beat Spare Parts, who, of course, is one of the rivals this time. This horse was consistently being held up, which always leaves him a little vulnerable to a pace bias, but he was closer to the front last time, so I'd be hopeful that perhaps they can adopt a similar tactic and not literally make him a total hostage to fortune. And I just thought Arneson looks to be a progressive individual and can go well again, and you'd think there might well be a decent pace here because you've got Spare Parts in the race for a start, who does tend to like to be pretty aggressive. So everything looks in place, I think, for this horse to continue his upwardly mobile progression. It is, however, very competitive. Repton hasn't been seen since October. I think, you know, could need the run, which would be his first as a gelding, possibly best over shorter two. Unforgiving Minute, this has been participating in plating class races at the end of 2017, but, you know, ran a really, really well to be second in a handicap last time at Wolverhampton. I was back that day. This horse tends to know when he's getting back, which is quite handy. So, you know, Unforgiving Minute would have chances. Chiron very occasionally wins. This is the type of horse, you know, he usually runs the same race time and time again, especially under this jockey. Catching the eye, staying on late and fast, but not quite getting there. I mean, you know, I can give Chiron a miss, I'm afraid. The odd time it will win, you just hold your hands up and say, well, fair enough. Intransigent gets a visor in an effort to perk him up because he's gone off the boil. Poetic Force was a good second last time, but's not certain to be suited by the furlong shorter. Spare Parts, one of the stories, of course, of the all-weather season. It's won six since his £2,000 purchase in October. Actually runs off £3 lower than his last outing, having run under a penalty last time. He beat Chiron the time before here. No doubt will get his usual aggressive ride, and having formed such a strong bond with this jockey, you know, he's bound to give his running again. But, you know, at some point, just got to become vulnerable. Outer Space has done well for this yard since being claimed for 8,000 at the start of the year. Won twice since then. Third in a good contest last time at Lingfield. You know, that was a good run. Can see that one going well. Plant Pot Power, it's been a while since he's won. First run for this yard after his 13,000 purchase in November. Just didn't show much promise on that first run for them. So I'll pass that. Medici Bonchier, really well back last time. I was working that day up here and, you know, I couldn't understand why it was backed and just disappointed again. Gets the first time blinkers to try and help. And as you said, Magic Mirror may well be favourite and won easily here last time. But I think that was a far lesser race. And she's gone up £9, has a poor draw. She does have good form here, fair enough. But this is different class to what she's been contesting. So I'm going to pass her over as well. I'm going to go with Arneson. Hopefully a nice progressive horse, well drawn in four, and Martin Harley has got on well with him, winning on him before.
Arneson the choice then for Ed Dunlop and Martin Harley in that 7:45 race at Kempton. The 8:15 is the next race on the card. This is a handicap over six furlongs. Again, it's competitive stuff here with a field of 12 and another one that might take a little bit of sorting, Tom, although we've at least got a fair few that bring a solid level of form into the race.
Yeah, I'm not sure that helps, though. Maybe one would help.
There's almost too many of them.
Yeah. My selection's the top weight, Sparkalot. Lightly raced colt, only had the six runs, now won three of them. All his victories have come at this track, over this trip. He had the second half of 2017 off and reappeared here on the 5th of January. Could only finish seventh that day, behind, for instance, Born to Finish. But that was a decent race for its class, and he was very keen, probably due to him being fresh, having been off all that time. He was held up, made some effort forward, but never got into contention. But it was a decent enough return to the track, and he duly fulfilled that promise by winning here at the end of January off a mark of 80. My horse, Daskus, unfortunately came second, which was a bit frustrating. The third horse, Blazed, has changed hands since and has been bought by the Dixon brothers. So, you know, they clearly thought this race was all right. The fourth horse was actually unsold at the sales in February. But that race does look fairly decent form. And although Sparkalot's been raised a further £5, he won really nicely. And here's another individual who just appears to be progressive. He's lightly raced. He's got a better draw this time. And, you know, although he does tend to be held up, there should be plenty of pace in this race, which will suit. I guess if we look at some of the others, you know, Related was last seen here in October when he won. Certainly some ability, but I'll pass him over. He's been off for nigh on 5 months, drawn wide. Little Palava's only had the one run in recent months. We'll need to improve on that. Merhoob hasn't been seen for a very, very, very long time. Dark Side Dream is in form, won here in October, having had a break. Returned to the track when second at Chelmsford earlier this month, where he tried to lead from start to finish, just got caught late. Could go well, but, you know, this is above his highest winning bark. Born to Finish, another informed contender, and could be the one to give the selection the most to do, but this mark is the highest he has raced off ever. Ninjago's drawn out wide and hasn't been seen since November. Bahamian Dollar has a horror draw, need to improve from his return to the track at Wolverhampton last month. Tundra was bought by these connections for £45,000 in November, one outing for them, didn't show much. Gloria Paris has gone up a couple of pounds after winning last time at Chelmsford, but I think that looks an easier race than this one. I think this is a fairly tough race. Bernie's Boy is another one who's been very busy, as with many from the McEntee yard, and he's been holding his form really well, but this is, again, different standard to what he usually faces. And then down at the bottom, Major Valentine hasn't won for a while, but has returned to the track in good form. But again, this looks a tougher race, I think, than what he usually faces, hence why he's down at the bottom of the weights. So I'm going for the top weight, the unexposed Sparkalot, who can continue his cracking record at Kempton.
A comprehensive preview as ever there. Sparkalot the choice for Tom in the 8:15, and in the 7:45 you were with
Arneson
in that one. So two to follow perhaps on Wednesday evening. Thank you very much for that, Tom. Enjoy the action and best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.